First, I have to share this fantastic interview that we did this week on the WGN-TV Morning News with rock legend Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy and his band Black Sabbath, maybe you've heard of them, are coming to the arena out in Tinley Park. I forget what the new name of it is. They keep changing the name of these pavilions. The First National Bank, whatever it is. You know what I mean. The Outdoor Music Pavilion out in Tinley Park. They're coming there August the 19th. And Ozzy did a round of interviews to promote that. And we had the most interesting conversation with him. We talked about his family. As you may have heard, Sharon, his wife, left him over the last several months because Ozzy went back to drugs and alcohol and was not only ruining his own life, but was ruining Sharon's life and their family's life. So Sharon apparently had just had enough and she left him until he cleaned himself up. And he talks about that in this interview. Speaking of drugs and alcohol, it's been widely recorded through the years that Ozzy has abused alcohol and drugs through the years. So in the interview, I ask him about the death of Glee actor Corey Monteith, who had just died of heroin and alcohol overdose. And Ozzy was amazingly poignant about that. Now, when we play this interview back for you, it takes a little bit of work to understand Ozzy Osbourne. Because of his accent, number one, but because he's Ozzy Osbourne. And he's, you know, he's kind of mumbles and stumbles a little bit. But, you know, you'll be able to definitely understand him. The other thing that we asked about was when he sang the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field a few years ago. Truly one of the most memorable seventh inning stretches to date. And believe it or not, of all the things that have been burnt out of Ozzy's memory through the years, he definitely did remember that.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it was the first ball game I'd ever been to. And I just said, follow the keyboard player. I didn't know what there was. I didn't know the words or anything. I was just singing, you know. It was fun. Let's all go to the ball game.
We remember it very well. In fact, I was up in the press booth with you guys that day, and I remember how much fun we had up there. It was a great day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are looking forward to you and Black Sabbath coming to the Chicago area. But it is, it's really something because in this long history of this band, just recently you guys scored your very first number one album. That had to be special to you all.
Isn't that amazing? You know, my wife said to me before it was released, she says, is there anything that you wish you'd have got? And I says, you know what? The only thing I never, I had Grammys, I had all kinds of platinum and multi-platinum albums, but I've never had a number one. And lo and behold, we were number one in Japan, number one in New Zealand, number one in Germany, number one in England, number one in Canada, number one in the US. It rounded it up really nice for me. But saying that, if this is the last Black Sabbath album, which I don't really think so, then I can rest my head to say it ended up on a very hot up note. My career has been nothing short of amazing, you know.
It really has, and has reinvented itself in so many ways through the years. I was also talking...
When I used to do the Ozfest, bands would come to me and go, "Hey man, Sabbath was the biggest influence of my life." And for the longest time, I thought they were joking, you know. And then we got this cult following going. It's just unbelievable the way it works. I mean, somebody said to me, "Who do you think will be around when we go?" I don't know where music's heading, you know.
Ozzy, I wanted to just ask how you are doing. There's been a lot in the press lately about your health.
I'm doing fabulous. I'm doing great.
And
I work out every day.
Go ahead. Okay, working out every day. And I also just wanted to ask, you know, you and Sharon put your families, you know, out there for all of us to see on the Osbourne show. And I know that Kelly just got engaged. You must be thrilled about that. And you are a grandfather. Ozzy Osbourne is a grandfather. It's amazing.
I mean, I don't know how I'm alive now. I'm being a grandfather. I mean, but my granddaughter She's a light of my life. She's wonderful, little Pearly is. Pearly girl, she's wonderful.
You know, and also, Ozzy, we've been following the story, very sad story in the news the last few days about the death of Cory Monteith from the TV show Glee. We now know to heroin and alcohol overdose. What advice would you have for young stars who are coming up who may be tempted to abuse alcohol and drugs?
Well, I went through all that shit and I survived. But you know what? I haven't got that many friends who I used to do it with that are still alive. They're all dead. And I'm living on borrowed time. And don't think that if Ozzy Osbourne can stay alive through it, that you'll do it. Because it didn't work like that, you know? I mean, that guy who died of a heroin and alcohol overdose happens every day. We're somewhere. It, you know, I used to think that I couldn't write songs or perform without a drug or a drink inside me, and that's just a load of crap. You don't need alcohol and you don't need drugs to make music and have fun. And I'm here to tell you, but it's not easy. Once you get into that stuff, it's not easy to say goodbye. Of recent months, I had another go at it now, and it nearly destroyed me again. You know, so. All I say is you don't need alcohol and you don't need drugs to make music and have a good time. It's a load of BS.
Well, we're glad.
It's a good recipe to have a short life. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're glad.
It's sad that that guy died, you know, but it happens all the time.
How about that? Some poignant words. I mean, as scattered as Ozzy can be, he was quite clear and I think quite articulate and quite from the heart and passionate about drugs that, you know, certainly altered his early part of his life, nearly ruined, as he says, that it almost took him down that path and almost killed him again recently. That's the kind of that's the kind of addiction that it is, that after all these years that he got back involved in it. But he says that he's been clean and sober and drug free for some time now. Sharon, his wife, has taken him back. So, you know, we wish him nothing but best things, good things, and can focus on that magical day, August the 17th, 2003. Do you remember this?
All right, Chicago, here comes Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne. 2-0 Dodgers over the Red Sox. And Rick Sheridan and Ozzy Osbourne.
All right, Chicago. I want to hear a real, real crazy crowd start singing with me. Are you ready? Are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready? One, two, three. Let's go out to the park. Let's go out to the river. Take me in and be a singer. I know you never will have to. Don't have to be around. And we got a little.
Now let's get some runs.
Come on, don't mess around. Let's get some runs, guys.